From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President-elect Donald Trump's administration is slowly taking shape. Trump taps Senator Jeff Sessions to become his attorney general. Congressman Mike Pompeo as director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as his national security advisor. Flynn has championed Trump's promise to take a more aggressive stance on terrorism. The former CIA and National Security Agency head, General Michael Hayden, says the new job will be challenging for Flynn.
I do think most of his life experience has been at the tactical level, where he has been incredibly successful in the fight against terrorism.
Unlike Sessions and Pompeo, Flynn will not need confirmation by the U.S. Senate. An official with the president-elect Donald Trump's transition team says he will meet Saturday with Mitt Romney, who has been mentioned in recent days as a potential candidate for Secretary of State. New York's Attorney General says President-elect Trump has agreed to a $25 million settlement to resolve three lawsuits over Trump University, his former school for real estate investors. These suits had alleged that Trump's university failed to deliver the quality real estate investing education it promised. The deal doesn't require Trump to acknowledge wrongdoing. And religious violence targeting Hindus in Bangladesh has many Bangladeshi Hindus feeling increasingly unsafe in the Muslim-majority nation and are planning to move to Hindu-majority India. But several ethnic groups in the Indian border state of Assam say they would not allow the Bangladeshis to settle in that area. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The official Saudi press says a Saudi-led military coalition has declared a 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen. The truce is set to begin at noon Saturday local time, 0900 UTC. The coalition said in a statement the truce would be extended if the Houthi rebels allow the humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged cities. Yemen, on the southern edge of the Arabian Peninsula, has been in the midst of a civil war since September of 2014, when Houthis swept into the capital, Sana'a, and overthrew the government of President Abdel Rab Mansour al-Hadi. President Barack Obama is on the final leg of his final foreign trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will seek to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. Obama made his focus on Asia and the Pacific, called a pivot or Asia rebalance, the cornerstone of his foreign policy. But that could change substantially after he leaves office in 9 weeks. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. But on the campaign trail, the Republican nominee, now President-elect Trump, has suggested he would disengage from Asia, calling TPP not in the best interest of America. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus no longer poses a world public health emergency, but stressed the need for a long-term response to the mosquito-borne disease. Dr. David Heyman is the chairman of the WHO's Emergency Committee on Zika.
Because research has now demonstrated that the Zika virus infection and microcephaly are associated, the committee felt that what is best now is a very robust technical response to the virus.
Brazil, which has seen the worst of the Zika crisis, said Friday it would maintain its emergency status. More than 2,000 babies have been born with microcephaly since last year, most of them in Brazil. Haiti is going ahead with its rescheduled national elections on Sunday. Voting was delayed after Hurricane Matthew ravaged the Caribbean state last month. 6 million Haitians are eligible to vote for one of 27 presidential candidates, as well for members of both houses of parliament. Haitian authorities confirmed Friday that voting will go ahead even though much of the country's southwest is still dealing with serious storm damage. All of those offices are due to be decided on Sunday, although runoff and second-round votes will be necessary in many cases. And U.S. officials in the state of California say drought has significantly increased the number of dead trees in the state, which in turn increases the risk of wildfires. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers on Jazz America from VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of the program, my special theme is Fathers and Sons. The great saxophonist Joshua Redman is the son of the legendary saxophonist Dewey Redman. We'll find out how he worked with his father and hear the issue of their collaboration with the last recording ever made by Dewey Redman. And we'll also talk to Steve Kahn, whose father is one of the most famous and prolific songwriters of the Great American Songbook in the history of America's music, Sammy Kahn. We'll not only talk to Steve about his father, but also hear an exclusive recording that won't be out until 2017 that Steve has been kind enough to lend us to give you a special listening session to a song from his forthcoming album, Backlog. So get ready for that. Right now, though, it's a birthday party. On the 18th of November, two of the greats of jazz history were born. Don Cherry, the multi-instrumentalist, trumpeter, and as you'll hear in just a bit, flutist, too, was born in 1936. And the great vocalist Sheila Jordan, born on the 18th of November in 1928, we'll hear from her and her wonderful voice. But as I said, let's begin with Don Cherry, great trumpeter and flutist, on the song Buddha's Blues from his 1976 release Here and Now, to begin this hour of music on VOA Jazz America.
Thank you. troubled skies look gray to me, and trouble begins to brew. Whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, evil declare you're through. Whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you. On your smile so warm and tender, when at first my kiss you decline, on the light in your eyes when I surrender. Once again, arms intertwined. So when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men may be wrong, I concentrate on you.
From her 2015 release, Better Than Anything Live. That's the legendary vocalist Sheila Jordan with Harvey S. on bass and Alan Broadbent on the piano. I Concentrate on You. Happy birthday to both Don Cherry and Sheila Jordan. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, the theme is Fathers and Sons. And in this case, I went to Berkeley, California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, to speak to one of the sons of that area, the great saxophonist Joshua Redman. He, of course, the son of the legendary saxophonist Dewey Redman. And on the album Back East, they had a chance as father and son to be in the studio together and record for the last time before Dewey Redman's passing. We'll hear their version of John Coltrane's song India after we get some thoughts on Dewey Redmond from his son Joshua here on VOA's Jazz America. Let's talk about your dad and his passing and his contribution, his last recorded effort on your
record? I believe so. I don't know that for a fact, but right. But I don't. As far as I understand, I think I don't think he recorded after this. And of course, you know, neither of us knew that. I mean, it was very meaningful. At the time, it was a meaningful event because it was the first time that we had recorded together. For, wow, I think almost 14 years. I think the last time we recorded together was in 1993 or something like that.
So he's recording on the song India.
Yeah.
And then
on John Coltrane's
tell
India.
Us the story about how he recorded the last one. It's quite
a
story.
Well, we originally only he was only supposed to play on one tune. I had this little arrangement of India, and we, you know, he came to rehearsal the day before. We ran through it 10 minutes, said, okay, this is gonna be fine, you know, show up at the studio at noon. You know, we got into it the next day, did a few takes, felt like we had something, you know. I was like, okay, Dad, thanks. I guess you can go, you know. We got a, you know, we had a lot of other music to record with the band. So at that point, he pulled me aside and he said, you know, I'd like to record something else. And I said, oh, great. What do you want to do? You know, and he said, well, actually, I'd like to record something without you, just with Larry and Ali. Larry Grenander was playing bass and Ali Jackson was playing drums. And I said, okay, it's my session, but you are my father and you are Dewey Redmond, so I guess if you want to record something, you can record it. So exactly, I was tired. It's time for my espresso. Went around the corner, got an espresso, came back. They were already packing up. They had recorded the tune. And at the time, I didn't even have an opportunity to listen to it because we were kind of running behind and we needed to move forward with the recording session. My dad said, the name of the tune that I recorded is GJ. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds cool. He said, no, it's GJ. And I was like, okay, I think I know those letters. They're part of the English alphabet. And he said, no, it's GJ. Do you know what that stands for? And I said, no, it stands for grandson Jaden. And Jaden, is my son. He was born, in February of 2006. And my father had a chance to meet him one time when he came out here to San Francisco to play. So Dad recorded this tune as a dedication to his grandson. I think that, you know, my father gave so much to so many people in many different ways, but especially through his music.
Indeed.
And, you know, this is the greatest gift he could have given his grandson.
No doubt.
And he could have given me. And
he's going to be hearing it as time goes on and think about
that
special
thing. Oh, he's heard it already. Jaden's heard it already. He loves it. He loves everything.
Mm-hmm.
and son in the studio playing saxophones together. What a thrill, you know, that was for Joshua Redman and his father, the late, great Dewey Redman. John Coltrane's India from the album Back East. And from the West came Dewey Redman and Joshua Redman from California. Also from the San Francisco Bay Area is another great band with a big horn sound. They are Tower of Power. And from their album Direct Live, here's Squib Cakes on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. The Great Horn Band from the San Francisco Bay Area, the East Bay, they call the area that they come from, Oakland and Berkeley, California. Tower of Power, Squib Cakes, the name of that song from their album, Direct Live. Got more coming up with another of that father-son combination. Steve Kahn is going to join us soon, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. Hey, what a great show you've got going. I'd like to request Dream a Little Dream of Me by Pops and Ella. Thank you. Many regards. Achira Bryan from Ingong in Kenya. Well, Achira, thank you so much for your request, and it would be my pleasure to play a little Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, Pops and Ella. It's from the collection, they worked quite a bit together over the years, titled 1946 to 1957. And here is the classic, Dream a Little Dream of Me, just for you, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams. Till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, still craving your kiss.
Don't did it, don't did do baby, baby.
Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Dreams, whatever they be, you gotta make me a promise.
Oh, yeah.
Promise to me
you'll dream.
Dream a little dream of me.
Mm-hmm.
two of the greatest keyboardists of all time, playing one of the songs written by one of the most famous writers of all time, Sammy Kahn's composition, Teach Me Tonight. Performance by Count Basie and Oscar Peterson, both on keyboards, recorded in 1978 on the album Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. Hope you enjoyed that rendition of a Sammy Kahn classic. And there are so many songs that this great composer has created over the years. You've heard so many of his songs probably and didn't even know that he was the one that wrote them. Well, I don't have time to go down the entire list of all the songs Sammy Kahn has written, but he also produced a son, a great guitarist, one of the greatest of all time, named Steve Kahn. And Steve has become a great friend of mine over the years, and he's been kind enough to forward to me a copy of his forthcoming album, and in my humble opinion, one of the finest he's ever created, that won't be out until next year, 2017. It's called Backlog, and we're going to hear a song for it. You and I will be the first folks to hear it all around the world. But first, some thoughts about his father, Sammy Kahn, from Steve Kahn, here on VOA's Jazz America. I want to go back a little bit, and let's begin in the beginning, if you will, because you were born in California, and you talked about that great California scene. I think very much overlooked what happened in California jazz-wise to a certain extent, so it was great for you to be there and grow up there. The first point, I want to just go ahead and get this out of the way. A lot of our listeners may not know that your father is one of the great songwriters in world history, right up there with the Gershwin brothers and Cole Porter and Johnny Mercer, Sammy Kahn. Now, Sammy, your dad, he was a lyricist, basically, not really much of a musician.
True. He wrote the lyrics, the words, though he could actually, he could play the piano. He could play, he plays everything in F, the key of F, and he can actually play just about any song that ever was. Uses kind of the same intro and the same ending for everything, but he could play anything.
Now, what was it like growing up in that household? In Los Angeles in those days and as he was doing the things he was doing?
You know, when you're a kid, now we're talking about, a little kid.
Right.
You don't really sense too much how your life is different than your friends. And I went to all public schools in Los Angeles. You know, when my friends started to come over to play, play sports and stuff, and we'd be in the kitchen getting something to eat or drink or something, and I'd say, okay, come on, let's go outside and let's play ball. And I'd see them standing there with their mouth hanging open. I go, well, come on. And they'd say, didn't you see who that was over there? And I go, yeah, and they go, yeah, but that's Kirk Douglas over there. Well, so what? Come on, let's go play. Because these were my father's friends.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
It seemed all very very normal to me. I remember, my father. One of the things I'm most proud of. He was nominated 30 times for Academy Awards for best song, He won 4 times, which is a lot, but that also means he lost 26 times. And there was this one kid I grew up with, his name was Jeff Kirschbaum. Every time my father lost, the first thing when I'd come to school the next day, Jeff Kirschbaum would like sock me in the arm and say, hey, your old man lost.
Now, after that story, we want to thank Steve Kahn once again for allowing us to play, before anybody else in the world can hear it, a cut from his forthcoming 2017 release, Backlog, entitled Our Town. Steve Kahn on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. That smooth, grooving, gentle piece of music with the great guitar lines on top of it. Steve Kahn from Backlog, his forthcoming release, and a beautiful song entitled Our Town. I can't wait to play the rest of that for you. And I certainly hope you've enjoyed the comments of Steve as well as Joshua Redman, Felix Pastorius, and Chris Brubeck as they talked about their famous fathers. They certainly spawned some wonderfully talented sons, did they not? You know, in the future, I'm going to do another special called Fathers and Daughters, so get ready for that one. I love to do specially themed programs. This edition of Jazz America has been a family affair, and on the next edition of the program, we'll give you another family affair. Randy Brecker, the great trumpet player, on the 29th of November turns 71, and we'll celebrate with him and give you music from his solo work as well as his collaboration with his brother Michael with the Brecker Brothers and with his wife Ada Rovati. And as a matter of fact, here's a rare live recording featuring both of them right now on Jazz America. You just heard two rare pieces of music back-to-back that you'll only hear here on VOA's Jazz America. You heard From Backlog, the forthcoming release from Steve Kahn, the great guitar player, and the song Our Town. And you just heard Guma Blues, recorded live at Sag Harbor on Long Island just east of New York City, featuring trumpeter Randy Brecker and his saxophone-playing wife, Otta Robati, and their band, recorded live. On the next edition of Jazz America, we will celebrate Randy Brecker's 71st birthday on the 29th of November. This is Russ Davis. I hope you'll join me for conversation with Randy and lots of his music on the next Jazz America.